With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. An example was shared at the recent Washington Policy Center's annual Farm to Free Market Dinner that ag trade was much improved in New Zealand without government intervention. The WPC's Maddie Clark says it's something to consider here as things like NAFTA and Farm Bill negotiations continue.
That's something when we go into this Farm Bill discussion in 2018 we wanted to bring up. Talking about reform isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's a difficult thing. A lot of us get very tied to the Farm Bill, but it's a good discussion to start having on, is there a potential for farmers to be better off? And to just have that discussion and talk about ways that agriculture and society as a whole would benefit by Farm Bill changes and adjustments.
Clark says without TPP and with NAFTA talks up in the air, we should at least consider the options.
Free trade is an argument that goes hand in hand with free market for agriculture because wheat growers and commodity growers often struggle to compete in that free market because other countries subsidize very, very heavily. And then when we're not involved in free trade agreements, we get left out of that circle. So NAFTA, TPP, they're all really valuable for agriculture. And if we don't have a place for our commodities to go, our prices are really going to struggle. Our farmers are really going to struggle.
Clark says farmers must be given the latitude and freedom to respond to the market, which can do most things better than more affordably than the government. She says hopefully these lessons will not go unheard in the upcoming Farm Bill debate.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.